This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you on your top five at five. Yeah, speaking about Moneypenny and just money in general, it's that time of year when the AG report comes out and we're inundated with, I suppose, headlines. And the headlines haven't changed, have they, Caroline? In about 5 or 6 years, it's always stories of overspending, misappropriation, unfinished projects, abandoned projects, and this year's no different.
Yeah, well, the details are usually vague. We're seeing just top line at this point in time, but you know, it generally revolves around sort of check and balance mechanisms. However, this year, apparently it's an improvement because all federal ministries and statutory bodies produced an improved fiscal management performance in 2016's audit. All 25 ministries obtained an excellent rating. Only 16 ministries obtained excellent ratings in 2015. But this, of course, is also followed by the fact that it was reported that two-thirds of the ministry offices in the country are not following proper management procedures.
Yes, we're not very good with the procedures. And not very good with following the procedures.
I don't know. You know, when it comes to the AG report, to some extent, I got to feel a little bit sorry for these guys. It's like background music in a lift, right? Everyone ignores them.
The Auditor General?
The AG report.
No, but also it's interesting how this works is, you know, the AG report's a big document, right? And it all kind of gets dumped on you, and it's in many ways it's the responsibility or the job of the journalist to like trawl through all of this information and dig out these little bits.
Yeah, but I just feel as though sometimes it feels like they're screaming into the ether. I mean, morale must be low there.
Every year nobody we scream into the ether. We're going to cross over now to Cynthia Gabriel. She's the founding director of C4. That's the Center to Combat Corruption and Cronyism. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always good to have you on the show. What do you think is the biggest thing to take note of in terms of this year's AG report?
Well, it's the first report of the new Auditor General, but it is the same old story in terms of the wastage and the leakage that has been reported, running into millions of ringgit of different public sectors that have not been able to perform their duties efficiently. So it is a big cause for worry that every Auditor General's report shows a similar trend in which the wastage and the leakages are not able to be plugged. So it points to a more serious systemic problem that there is a lack of will in trying to correct the problem of wastage in the public sector. So it is really a big cause for concern because it's public funds that are being lost, and it's public funds that are being carelessly misappropriated. And in some cases, it's even more serious where it leads to corruption. And in some cases, it also leads to where public funds have been stolen.
Right. So, Cynthia, I mean, news doesn't always give us what we need to know. And sometimes it's a matter of reporting. But I guess in general, do you think that there's usually enough action? I mean, based this on history, right, taken in the past, AG reports, for example, when these inefficiencies or misuse of funds are highlighted?
The MECC has been cracking down on some corruption scandals involving the public sector, and that involves Mara, Felda, Tabung Haji, various other ministries and departments have also been targeted. But it is far from enough, and we have also seen from all these cases that these are misappropriations that didn't happen yesterday or today. It has happened over a long period of time. So I think it's very important to look at it from a systemic problem. It's a systemic problem, it's pervasive, and it cuts across all levels of government, from federal, state to local.
Right. So what do you think needs to be done so that the AG report actually leads to significant progress and change?
So the only way to change this is a real will to correct the entire system. And I am very concerned that this government is not doing enough to do that, and that they must show the Malaysian people that they are serious in actually tackling this. So the Auditor General's report comes in as a very useful view of what has gone wrong, but it's also coming at a time when the misappropriation has already happened. So we actually need something like a budget tracking mechanism to ensure that budgets are implemented properly, to ensure that allocations are spent properly. So we need a monitoring mechanism to assist the Auditor General to be able to do her job better when she audits the department's work after the project is over. So now we're looking at mechanisms while the project's going on. So we are lacking a whole lot of transparency and check and balance mechanisms to ensure that the wrongdoings don't happen again. And the worst part is no one really gets punished for any of these things that have gone wrong. So one final thing I'd like to say is that C4 has mooted a Public Misconduct Act before, and I believe the MACC has also supported and act in that direction to actually criminalize wrongdoings when it comes to civil servants dealing with taxpayers' funds. Because now leakages and wastages are not seen as crimes. So it's very easy to get away because you cannot be charged in court and you won't lose your job as a result of that and so on. So we're recommending for better and harsher punitive action to be taken against those who have, in particular, stolen public funds or misappropriated them.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for sharing your thoughts with us. That was Cynthia Gabriel, founding director of C4, the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism. I love it when all of these experts and commentators talk to us, right? It's really great having them on. But every year, Caroline, I feel like I'm stuck in this circle, cycle, right? Nothing seems to change.
Nothing seems to change. And you wonder whether, whether or not they repeated the same thing when we spoke to them last year.
Yes. I swear to God, we haven't just played a recording from last year the year before, right?
Yeah.
After the news, we're going to be talking about the youth vote. So that's coming your way. Don't go anywhere. This is the evening edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.